If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Chris and Amy show. We are now joined by one of our favorites. It is the athletic director at St. Louis University. Chris May is with us. And Chris has said he would like to get a few things off his chest about the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, no, we are bringing energy here today.
Oh,
no more of this negativity. Chris, the sun came up. We're at the 46th annual Billiken Golf Classic. The sun's up there somewhere.
It is.
It's okay.
Okay.
We're rebounding. We are bringing positivity around here today. We are turning it. Amy, I expect more out of you.
I know. Oh, my gosh. That hurts
so bad. Come on.
See, Chris May, he was so kind to listen to the show.
Notice
but then
how
he got here and was not happy with us.
Oh, no. I appreciate it. I was watching like everybody else was. Josh Schertz and I were texting through the whole deal. But you know what? Move forward.
Yeah.
Move forward.
Yeah.
Notice how he did not say he expects more out of me. He knows exactly.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
The bar is set with you. The bar is set with you. I get it.
There's no
I know where
me,
we're
man.
At. I know where we're at, but that's okay.
He
that's
did
okay.
Ask. Did you run today, Amy? And I said no. He's like, I can tell.
Yeah. We'll get you back out there.
Yep. It's you're right. I think the clouds are getting brighter. You're starting to see that breakup in the
it's
clouds where the sun's going to pop through. And it is, I will say, and I say this every year while we're out here, Norwood Hills is so beautiful.
Incredible.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. They do a great job here. And, you know, as I was doing some of my, writing my notes, so it's the 46th annual.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's been going on for 46 years. And there are people here that, and now it's their children are here.
Yeah.
And continuing to support St. Louis U and the Billikens and everything. We've got three main sponsors here today, our presenting sponsors. One, Digital. Mike Shanahan Jr., who his dad, longtime Billiken, longtime, you know, St. Louis leader, now Mike Jr.'s leading. Stiefel and Charlie Galley Jr., his dad, Charlie Galley, longtime Billiken all the way through this. Simon Law, who's been around this deal forever. And so I look at him like, this is one of those deals that's the annual celebration of our university, of our program, and we get to do it with you guys, bringing the positive energy like you do.
Yeah, we promise.
That's what we're doing.
So wait
That's
a minute.
That's what we're doing. So it's all good.
Chris, you're telling me that the fine folk leaders at SLU thought, we need to bring positive energy to our golf tournament. I know, Chris Ranji.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just got to elevate everybody. Everybody.
That's right.
But you know what?
A rising tide.
He can go with it. He can go with it. And you know what? It'll happen. It'll happen.
So we're, well, I know that.
I almost have him stunned.
We've got him
stunned. Who knew he could be tongue-tied?
I don't even feel good right now.
We're here.
I think he doesn't know how to recognize what hurt feelings feels like.
It's okay.
Wait, what is it?
We're all hurting, but we're moving forward. It's okay.
You know who's not hurting? The athletic department.
Well,
I think the athletic department at St. Louis University is doing quite well.
We're having a lot of success because our community's been around us and behind us for so long, including KMOX and our flagship. But when you get to come here and celebrate the Billikens, our student athletes, we've got student athletes will be out here all day. Robbie Avila plays golf. He's going to hit some balls out here. There's just a lot of energy around our university, our program. I chuckled. They were I was getting my mulligan in, and they were looking up the password. For the password in their system is 1818, and it's like University opened 1818. And so SLU's been doing great things in this community for many, many years, and we're just blessed to be here and celebrate it with everybody. And athletically, you know, our softball teams, the 2C going in the tournament this week, our baseball team scored 40-some runs this weekend. Coach Hendricks and his team had a great weekend. Our track kids. So we had a woman track runner, 10K runner. Emery Mayfield ran 36.08 in her first 10.
Wow, that's awesome.
As a young 19-year-old in college.
That's awesome, yeah.
And so you get to see these young people who are working their tails off. Tomorrow we have our straight-A celebration. So student-athletes have had straight-A's, okay? We have 400 student-athletes. 156 will be there with their professors.
Wow.
So you got kids coming and getting a great education and competing their tails off. I mean, the softball team had a 3.9 GPA, and they're going to compete to go to their first NCAA tournament ever this week. So it's fun to be around young people at that great time of their lives where they're working their tails off in the classroom, in their competitive space, and they're having a good time. I mean, let's face it, they're still 18 to 22-year-olds going through college.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fun to be had in that, but we're blessed. We got a lot of great people that we get to work with, and we get to celebrate days like today.
You know, we talk about some universities. Yeah, they're known for sports. Other universities, oh, they're great academics. But for SLU to combine the two, where it's a high academic standard, it's a high athletic standard, and even, you know, coaching student athletes, that's a lot because you're focusing so much on the sport, yes, but you also realize, okay, some of these athletes have tests tomorrow.
Well, they get stressed over missing the school. And then in today's world of the NCAA with the transfer portal and the house settlement coming, could happen this week, it really flipped upside down the model.
And you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
So there's a lot of pressures and there's a lot of moving parts, but at the end of the day, St. Louis University is not going to move from our foundation and our values of serving this community and our young people, and we're going to do it at a high level.
It has to be especially challenging with the portal now, because we were just talking about this recently, where you're having more athletes, it seems like, who are on social media, who are posting about staying at the university. Like, it's a big deal that they're going to stay, and they're not going to transfer somewhere else. It didn't used to be that way, and I can't blame a kid for wanting to go to what he thinks is a better situation, right, or what she thinks is better.
Yep.
But as far as the athletics goes, it's got to be pretty challenging when you don't really know how many of your players are going to be able to stick around.
Chris, you're right, but we're the glasses half full today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So tell us about that part.
What's happened for us? Truthfully, the portal's been really good to us, especially in men's basketball. The portal has been really good to us. And so it does pose more challenges and more moving parts than it did in the past. So you have to layer on a different level of management, a different level of oversight. But at the same time, you layer on a different level opportunity. And that's what we've been very, very fortunate in. Kevin Kalish is working, our soccer coach is working the portal this morning, traded texts with him. And so with that comes opportunity as well as challenges. And it's just, it's not the same way as it ever was, as it was. But guess what? Those days are over. But at the end of the day, it's still 18 to 22-year-olds playing sport.
Mm-hmm.
And so you put those pieces around them. You give them the ability to train, prepare, and then you put good coaches, talented coaches in position to help them win. It's a pretty special thing.
Well, to that end, talking to these student athletes who choose SLU and play here, go to school here, what are some of the aspects of SLU that they say, oh, I love this. This, I want to be here.
Yeah, it's different for all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, to a person, they walk onto our campus and walk on and they go, we had no idea. Every one of them. They walk around campus, they look at the place, and we have no idea in the middle of St. Louis could a place be like this. So they're instantly connected to the surroundings. But at the end of the day, it's about people.
Yeah.
It's about people, connection, what type of education. We can guarantee people coming in here that they get a degree from SLU, that they're going to, we can help them get a great job, and they'll be successful. This region knows that young people coming through our program graduate, compete at high levels, that they're highly hireable, and they'll do well. And so that's why these straight A celebrations, we have graduation in 2 weeks. Graduation's the greatest day of the year. It's by far. You see all these families, we've got 90 some kids graduating. They come together to celebrate this journey. And a few of them will go play pro. They'll go play professional sport, but then when they're done playing pro, they're going to go to work and they're going to serve this community and serve their families and everyone well. And so it's a little bit different for everyone, but at the end of the day, our values don't change no matter what. It's about serving young people, showing them what it takes to work their tails off and be great citizens and bring value to this community. That's at the end of the day what SLU does and what our athletic program strives to do, while at the same time winning some championships and having a lot of fun.
Big picture, what, as you see it, what is next for the athletics department?
Yeah, getting through this next phase of intercollegiate athletics, I mean, that's the big phase right now, is the next 36, 48 months, how we continue to maneuver through, how settlement's probably going to be done in the next week. We're very aggressive in the NIL space and the basketball side. The Billiken Victory Fund, we're raising money for here today to go into that. That's flipped everything upside down. And so you put coaches in position to try and maximize that in the basketball side. And then that'll continue to grow out. And so today's focus is how do we serve this group and adjust as much as we can to the portal, to the house settlement, to NIL, to all those pieces. But we're very, very aggressive in that space right now. We've had a lot of success. And so that's how we need Josh Schertz and that basketball team to have the type of success that they can, that can support the rest of the program. And knock on wood, they did a fantastic job this spring. They're putting an unbelievably competitive schedule together for the fall and winter. And so there's a lot of excitement, a lot of opportunity going on right now with the basketball team, which then you'll hear from all the coaches. That helps set the tone for everyone.
Yep.
Again, we've got two teams competing for championships in the next 3 weeks here, our softball and baseball teams. I would not bet against either of them. They got a great group of kids, both of them. I mean, 40-some runs over the weekend. I watched our baseball guys just hit the living daylights out of the ball. And our softball team is going in the 2 seed into the softball championship, which is exciting as well. So there's a lot of good stuff going on. It's never dull, but we're very blessed and fired up about the future, especially as we can help Josh Schertz set the tone.
Well, Chris, we appreciate you sitting down with us and also for setting us straight down a positive path.
The arrow is up for you.
Yeah. We are going to keep this positive attitude right up until you walk away. So as soon as
Oh, no. We're staying.
Are you going to be watching to make sure?
Watching.
We're bringing everybody. We're bringing waves in. You are going to be on fire by the end of the day.
Oh, that's right. You're right. We appreciate it, Chris May.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
This is the athletic director at St. Louis University, Chris May, joining the show.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.